Welcome to the Over a Cup podcast. I'm your host, Tara Cole. This podcast is for moms who feel too busy, distracted, and tired to spend time with Jesus, much less help their kids do the same. This podcast will help you feel encouraged, inspired, and equipped to fight distractions and find the time to deepen your family's relationship with Jesus. Thank you so much for being here with me. Pour yourself a cup as we learn how to focus on Jesus together. Friends, welcome to another episode of the Over a Cup podcast. So excited to have my friend Christy Thomas with me. Oh goodness, we've known each other for what, 5 years, Christy? A long time.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, we've worked together in membership groups. We've worked on books and projects together. Christy's project that she did a year ago, and that is one of my absolute favorite children devotionals. It's called Fruit 100 Family Experiences for Growing in the Fruit of the Spirit. I love this book because it's not just where you tell us, okay, we need to do these things by our own strength, but you really point us to learning how Jesus did it and then using his spirit in us to grow those fruits. So whenever we were going to talk about the fruit of the spirit related to everyday prayers for the school year, I knew I had to have Christy on because I absolutely love this book. Christy, do you want to tell a little bit more about yourself?
Sure. Thanks so much for having me on today. Let's see. I currently live in Western Canada and it is spring and it snowed last night. So it's really great. I have three boys just like Tara. Actually, our boys are almost the same age too, which is fun. And I used to be a children's ministry director, which is actually kind of what got me onto this idea of the fruit of the spirit and how sometimes we are approaching it in a weird way with our kids. So I learned a lot while I was a children's ministry director, and now I homeschool my three boys, which has been a fun adventure, but I really enjoy it. An adventure I never expected to be taking, but here we are. And I write on littleshootsdeeproots.com, where we talk about nurturing the hope of Christ in our homes through little habits that grow over time instead of trying to do really big things and then petering out with it. We start with little things and we slowly grow.
And I absolutely love that because I think I first connected with you with your blessings challenge. Even when stuff has been crazy here and we can't do memory verses or Bible studies or any of the other stuff, that blessings challenge is still, goodness, 4 or 5 years later, what we do every night. That's like our lowest common denominator if everything else goes wrong. And so those little habits really do work and add up.
Yeah. And they really ground us. It's pretty amazing how that little blessing habit can make a huge difference in our lives.
It does. And so that kind of leads us into our next question. What's a time, Christy, that you saw God show up in your life or the life of your kids?
Like every single day? Okay. I was going to tell you one of the things about my kids, but actually I had this experience yesterday that I wanted to share with you. One of my sons and I were sitting in one room and I could hear my other two sons starting to argue in another room. And I thought, I'm just going to wait and see what happens here. I'm going to see. And then the youngest one was just getting more and more upset. And the oldest one was not perfect, doing his best to antagonize his little brother. But then it ended up being like an all-out scream fest. So I brought them into the room. And in the meantime, my other son and I are sitting there and we're like, oh, and he's, I'm just going to stay out of that because I don't like to argue like that. And I'm thinking, you know what? Actually, we're all dealing with sinfulness right here and right now. We've got pride. We've got selfishness. We've got all these things going on in all of our hearts because those of us who are not embroiled in the argument are thinking, I would never do that. So I had them all come into the room. And the great thing was because I was in another room and because I didn't jump in right away, I had a moment to pray about it. And so I was like, God, I need your help here. And I did something that I don't think I've ever really done before was like, so I brought them over and we talked about it. And I was like, guys, we're just going to pray about this right now. And honestly, this is something that's not comfortable for me. It's been a long time help learning to grow in being able to do these things naturally. So I really believe in like getting these things in formally so that when it does come up naturally, it doesn't feel like, what the heck? So we just prayed together and I was like, God, we need you right now. We are sorry for the things that are going on in our hearts. And I gave them a chance. I didn't force them to, but I said, if you want to right now, you can ask Jesus forgiveness for the way that you've been thinking and treating each other. And then I just invited the spirit in to come and change our hearts, to take out our hard hearts and make them soft again. And It wasn't like a perfect day afterwards, but it was much better. And I really felt like this is what I dreamed of doing with my kids, that it would just be these natural outflows of our days. And I love how God equipped me in that moment to do that, because that's not something that I naturally would have done even just a few years ago. But He's growing me so much and being able to just off the cuff, okay, let's talk about this, guys. Let's pray about this. We don't have to wait until bedtime to pray about this. Right. We can do this right now.
I really like that, because I notice that when I take time to pray before I enter my kids' arguments or walk into the next room, that I'm more at peace and less likely to yell
at
them and to see the whole situation. But when I just charge in there, who knows what's going to happen?
I'm yelling too. Then I'm like, come on, why are you guys all acting like this? Stop acting like babies. And I'm acting like a baby.
We're acting like it. That can be really hard. But I like that you stopped and just invited the spirit in that moment, because it can be so much easier. And sometimes it does need done to just discipline and say, everybody loses their electronics for the rest of the week.
Exactly.
Sometimes that does need to happen if they really do need help. But yes, I like that reminder to really bring Jesus into it. That's a really good reminder. And you working to grow that fruit of the Spirit, because you point out that in that instance, you really asked the Spirit in to you guys and to help you. And as we've all heard from Brooke, to help make our hearts of stone into hearts of flesh from that verse in Ezekiel. But how else do you help your children intentionally grow that fruit of the Spirit while leaning into the Spirit's strength for that?
I think a lot of it comes down to a lot of the things, like when we do discipline, a lot of the times we do want to be talking about those things with our kids before the heat of the moment. Yes, there is always going to be the heat of the moment. Like you said, when we're going to be like, no electronics, no, we're just going to discipline off the cuff. I think a lot of those conversations happen outside of those moments, not the moment when your child is screaming out of impatience or whacking his brother. That's not the moment necessarily to have these like deep, thoughtful conversations, because their heart rates are up and they're all, everyone's feeling tense. But to speak of those things all the time in our homes. Okay, what does it mean to have God's peace? What does it mean to have patience? And how do we actually get that? So I feel like a lot of the times we talk about the what of the fruit of the Spirit. Oh, we're not exhibiting gentleness right now, or we're not showing very much kindness to our brothers, are we? But we often forget how to talk about the how with our kids. How do we grow? We need to be asking Jesus every morning to fill us up with his kindness, to show us his kindness toward us. Because when we know his kindness toward us and how he keeps forgiving us, we're going to be a lot more likely to be kind to our siblings. And then also there's that aspect of the Spirit working in us as well. So talking about that on a daily basis, that's the point of the Fruit of the Spirit book right now, is that we're talking about these things on a daily basis. What does peace look like? How can we bring peace into our homes? And actually, one of the things that I'm really learning right now is that peace isn't just like this sense of, everything is well, but also that God is calling me to be a peacemaker. I've traditionally been more of like a peacekeeper. Okay, let's all just be nice to each other. Mm-hmm. But I feel like God is calling me and helping me to become more of a true peacemaker in my home, amongst my children.
A peacemaker versus a peacekeeper.
I feel like a peacekeeper just comes in and maybe feels a little bit more surface. Like, okay, we're just going to be nice to each other. And for me, a peacemaker is, okay, we're going to not be afraid to talk about the hard things. And we're going to actually bring God's peace into this situation. We're going to invite him in. So it's not avoiding the conflict. That's how I feel like peacekeeping is. Let's just avoid the conflict. Let's just all be nice. And peacemaking is going in saying, okay, we're going to go into this conflict right now, and we're going to come out the other side with more of God's peace.
That's a good way to put it. And I like that you talked about being intentional beforehand. And I did this after the fact, but I had one of my sons who, it was really out of character for him, but he was throwing this horrible fit. And he was so over the top. I took all the things and said, all right. And I wasn't mean or angry at him. I just said, he was being disrespectful. I said, all right, you just lost XYZ. And then he called me a name. I was like, oh dear, you just lost this too.
Wow.
Yeah. I was like, you don't speak to mama like that. And then later, after he had calmed down, because I'd been trying to get him to go be constructive with his anger instead of taking out on the rest of us, but he just kept coming. And so that's when I started taking stuff. I was like, all right, this isn't working. And so finally, after he calmed down and he went away and got himself back peaceful and they're under control. Then I said, all right, to earn your things back, I'm not going to give you everything back, but to earn, I think I gave him like Nintendo time or something back. I want you to write down 3 healthy ways to get anger out when you're that angry and to post them where you can see them. So next time you have that resource available that you have come up with. He did. He went and wrote down 3 good ways for him to help with his anger. I think we have a punching bag outside. So I think one of them was like, go punch the punching bag. Another was go listen to a book. And I forget what his 3rd one was. But I said, post them where you know where those are. And so he has, knock on wood, he hasn't lost it that epically since then. So we haven't had a chance to practice it. But yeah, it can be to not react in the moment.
Yeah.
But I'm learning, I'm trying really hard to think through is that, especially with him, because he's my oldest, this is my first time in the spot. Neither of us are going to get this right. There's going to be times when I mess up and think, all right, that didn't go the way I wanted it. How can I do it better next time? Mm-hmm. And so thankfully with parenting, there's a next time.
Yeah.
So I try not to beat myself up if things didn't go the way I wanted them to. So if you're currently in the season, if you're like, oh my gosh, I'm really struggling with yelling at my kids, then just don't worry about necessarily talking them through a verse or praying over them. Just pray yourself before you walk into that room for peace with yourself. Because we can't give them something we don't have ourselves. So before I even think about praying for them or working with them, I've started for the last few years, and I don't do this every time, but praying before I enter that room for myself to be calm and for wisdom and stuff. So if you're like, oh my goodness, I've really been, don't keep shame on yourself. There is a do-over in parenting. You get to try again tomorrow. And like that verse says, God's mercies are new every morning. So instead of heaping shame, do it, figure out what went wrong. You didn't like, because I've done this. I'm trying so hard to not heap the shame and to do this even in my own life. What went wrong? What do I want the outcome to look like? What's my goal in this? And as somebody I was just talking to recently, she said that it really changed her perspective on parenting when she realized she wasn't raising kids. She was raising godly functioning adults. And so if you're not going to let them do it when they're 20, you probably don't want to let them do it when they're 2.
Yeah.
Because a 2-year-old back talking you is cute. A 20-year-old back talking you is not cute.
Not at all.
Not at all. And she said that really changed her perspective. And so that's why I kind of keep in mind, what do I want these kids to look like at 20 and 25? What's my end game here? And I know that's not the end, but as parenting, that's our big launch is usually between 20 and 25. What's my goal when they walk out of my house? And how can I help them get there? What do I want the situation to look like next time? And yeah, talking about that fruit, and I like how you invite the spirit in and remind them it's not in our own strength. And we got to remember that as parents, too. It's not in our own strength that you're going to get this right. Mm-hmm. It takes heaps of prayer.
Yeah. And I really liked what you said there, but let's not try to change everything all at once. Kind of the whole point of the little shoots, deep roots thing is that we don't try and change everything all at once because it doesn't work. Sometimes God does swoop in and do a miracle and changes our hearts in an instant, changes our personality sometimes even, but more often than not, we just have to start with those little things. So the little thing that you mentioned is just, let's just pray before we swoop into the fray. God, help me here. And I've been finding that's making a big difference for me, because how is he not going to answer that prayer? He's not going to be like, well, actually, maybe next time, or no, I'm not going to answer. I'm going to answer that one with a no. Hard pass. Sorry, Christy, I'm not going to help you with this one. Of course, he's going to say yes to that.
Right. And I think that's what's hard for us is because so often we thought, okay, I've prayed for X and God didn't answer that prayer. How am I know he's going to answer my prayer now? But, and I've been working through this in my own head. And so readers or listeners, if you have ideas, I'd love to hear them. But there's all these verses, especially in the last few chapters of John, where he says, ask for anything in my name and I will do it. Ask for, I mean, it's 3 or 4 times. And I will do it. And so I've really struggled with those verses. Come on, ask for $1 million, you're not going to do that. Well, no duh. But you're right. If we ask for things that are going to bring glory to him, and walking into our kids' fray peacefully brings glory to him, he is happy to answer that prayer. If we are struggling, so many times he's led me somewhere. And I feel like Moses, where Pharaoh's behind me, the Red Sea's in front of me. I'm like, God, I know beyond a shadow of a doubt you brought our family to this point, but there ain't no bridge. So you've got to show up, because I don't know what. And every single time he shows up, sometimes it's the 11th hour, and every time it's in a way I don't expect, and that's completely out of left field. But never we're trying to glorify him, to bring our families to him, to do those things. Or if you feel like he's led you somewhere and you've prayed about that path and had mentors in that path, he shows up. He gets his work done. And it's just amazing to watch, but it can be so nail-biting sometimes. When we're trying to balance those million-dollar prayers with help me be a good mom prayers.
Yeah, exactly. I heard it said once that when we're praying within God's will, he's going to answer that. And so we don't always know what God's will is, but we do know that God's will is for us to grow closer to him and to display him and his righteousness more clearly to those around us. If we're praying within, that is his will. So yes, he's going to help us with that.
Yes, I've never had him say no. Like I said, he might come in the 11th hour. Kind of likes to do that.
Yeah.
He has never said no. Yes. So as we're talking about helping our kids and learning to grow these fruits of the Spirit naturally, how do you yourself ground yourself and abide in Jesus so you have something to give your kids?
That has been a long journey. I used to do sitting and journaling and reading and praying for half an hour to an hour a day. And that was my time. And then when I had kids, nap time was a pretty good time for that. I got into a routine for that. But then, as we all know, kids grow out of nap time. And so it probably took me 2 or 3 years. I really wanted to start doing it in the morning again, or for the first time, probably actually. But I didn't really know how to get there. So actually, I just realized, you know what? I actually am in the space now where I would say I almost every day meeting together with God in the morning. And it's great. It took a long time to kind of transition that, because when things change, we don't always know how to change with it, right? Okay, is this going to be permanent, or how do I do this? And I'm not a morning person at all. So for me to get up at 6 a.m. was not really an option. My husband gets up at 5 and he's like, you could just get up with me. Yeah, no, no thanks. Yeah, I get up at 7. It takes me an hour to wake up. And then I sit down with my Bible. Right now, I'm listening to the prophets. So I'm listening while I'm listening, I'll do some sit-ups or something, because I actually find that I listen better when I'm like moving around and doing something, because if I just sit and listen, I just fall asleep. So I'm listening to the prophets. I've listened to all the major prophets, and I've been using the Bible recap to help me like go back. So I read the Bible recap. Often I'll read it first, and then I'll read it again after I read that passage or listen to that passage, so that I know what to listen for. And then I go again later and I'm like, oh, I totally missed that. Let me go. And then maybe I'll pick up my physical Bible and look and say, oh, it does say that right there. So that's been helping me a lot right now, is just the divisions, the Bible. You've heard of the Bible recap, right?
I have, but do you use like the app or the YouTube channel, or?
I have lots
of different ways to access it.
That's true. I just use the book, because then I can use it kind of at my own speed, and I can skim it. It's really fast. I'm pretty sure the book is just the podcast in book form. So I'm using it mostly so that I kind of had something outside of me to keep me going. When I'm reading through Isaiah and I'm slogging through some of the hard parts, then I know, okay, I'm just reading these 3 chapters today. I can do that. And then it also, the book explains some of the stuff that's happening there. So some of the stuff is things I already knew. But then there's a lot of parts there where I thought, oh, I had never noticed that before. I probably read Isaiah 5 times and I've been a Christian for 35 years. And I did not ever know that about God before. So I'm learning a lot of amazing new things through this. It's pretty exciting.
I like that you point out that we can keep learning about God. It's not like a regular book where we read it once and we understand it and we've got it. Mm-hmm. And even then, I'm learning regular books aren't like that either. I like that you point out that it's one that you see deeper each time you read it. Because right now, I'm actually reading the Bible through chronologically, because I wanted to see those prophets in context. But I had not thought about using a resource like the Bible recap. Right now, our church is going through the story and preaching about it. Our classes are on it. And the boys and I are listening to the Audible version on the way to school.
Cool.
And then my husband, I think, is listening to the Audible version on his own. But and so that's working out right now for our family. And so it gives us an overview of the big picture there, but I have to check out those resources. I will put all these things in the show notes for you. So whether you're listening to the podcast, they'll be there for you. So you mentioned you create resources for your kids. Are there other resources and things you like to use for your kids to help in those times? Do you mention, we mentioned your blessings challenge, which I'll also link here for us, but what other resources do you use for your kids to help them grow that foundation throughout their days?
That's a good question. In the mornings, we're basically just using things that I've made or just reading through the Bible together, using one of my really simple Bible studies, just reading a few verses and then talking about how we see God working in that. And in the evenings, they've all kind of picked something. It's just sort of something we fell into. We have intentionally that time in the evenings for them, but the resource that I'm using with each of them is a little bit different. So one of my kids is, we're just reading through the Action Bible. So at first he was like, can we read this together? And I was like, you want me to read you a comic book? But it's actually been really cool because it is interpreting a little bit. So there are some things that I thought, what? It says that? I never noticed that before. So that it's been neat for me to read that with him. And then we're just reading a few pages a night. We just hit the New Testament. I'm sure we've been doing this for months. But it just gives us a little bit of something to read together. And he's enjoying it. One of my other kids were using a 365-day devotional from Our Daily Bread, because what I really like about it is that it's very like scripture based. I find sometimes devotionals can be more just like a topical and then they slap a verse on the end. But the one from Our Daily Bread is, okay, it's more like a Sunday school lesson almost, although very short. Like we're going to read a verse and then we're going to talk about what exactly this verse means and where it is in context in the Bible. So I find that one pretty good and it's short, which is good for my young one. And then my older one, he is reading the Bible on his own for the most part. He was reading Solomon Says for a while, which is a devotional from Amy Parker and somebody else. And that's a really great one for your preteens, actually. He really enjoyed it. And so he was actually going through when he was reading it says, look up these verses. So he would actually do that. He would look up the verses. So that was really great for him. We didn't talk about it too much. He shares about it sometime in the evening. When I come to tuck him in, I just say, what did you read today? And then he talks a little bit about it. Yeah.
And that can be hard to transition because I tried probably the last 3 years to start transitioning them to their own quiet time rhythms. And we struggled a lot. And I'll give this caveat. We started it this week, so I'm not sure it will stick. But for Easter, I had gotten them my Brother's Keeper devotionals from Not Consumed. Link those here for us in the show notes too. But I also gave them all some Andy's Mint because that was a candy they liked. So randomly one evening on Monday, because I was trying to help them think through, okay, when's a good day in our day to do this? That tiny habits method that you and I mentioned many times before. I was trying to talk them verbally through tiny habits. And if you don't know what that is, BJ Hoff has a book on it and I have videos and Christy has videos on it. We all love it. But I was walking my kids verbally through that. And when's a good time? What's something you already do in your day? Things like that. And my oldest just said, if I do it, can I get an Andy's Mint? And I was like, yes, you may.
Celebration.
Yes. And we tried different celebrations before, but that Andy's Mint stuck. And we're only a few days into it, but they are happy to do it in the evenings after we've watched, after like bedtime, and they go to their rooms. And I do it with my youngest one because he is still needs somebody to read with him. And so after they do it, they get an Andy's Mint. And my goal is to talk about it on the weekends and use some of her discussion questions for that. But I really like hers because it's done at different levels. So there's a parent's guide, there's a teen one, a youth one, and then a one for lower elementary and pre-K. And so there's different levels of them for each group. And that, knock on wood, this week, that's working well. I'm hoping that the Andy's Mints will help us.
You're going to have to buy stock in Andy's Mints.
I will. Luckily, we still have some left over from Christmas, too. And I don't, they've been laying around the house for months. I don't know why they care all of a sudden, but I don't care. We'll go with what works.
Exactly. It's working. Do it. And eventually, then hopefully the point is that they start to just get into the habit of doing this at night and they start feeling like, oh, if I didn't do it, there's something wrong. And then maybe they don't need the Andy's Mint anymore eventually. Or maybe they always will, and Andy's Mints will remind them of their time with God and that'll be a great thing.
Maybe, because I still need my coffee.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that.
3 years later, I still need my coffee.
Fair enough. I really appreciated talking with you about what you're doing with your kids and the fruit of the spirit. I just, there's so many resources out there, and it's hard to know sometimes what you want to do with your kids. But I really hope that families will be able to check out the Fruit of the Spirit book as well. It's called Fruitful, just so you know. I think Tara said that.
And like we mentioned, we've given lots of ideas in this podcast episode, but we don't want you to feel overwhelmed. This is not a to-do list.
No.
Because as we've both also mentioned, start small with one thing. So if you're doing nothing with your kids, I would strongly recommend Chrissy's Blessing Challenge. That is an excellent place to start. That's where I started with my kids. We've been memorizing verses for a long time, but we might do it one day and not do it the next. And this Blessings Challenge, goodness, we've been doing it for 5 or 6 years now. It really just helped us to get a foundation on one thing and then build up from there. And so if you don't have anything, start small and find what works for your family. Like I mentioned, it's taken me 3 years to find something that sticks with my kids for trying to help them hand off their quiet time. So keep trying new things. If one thing doesn't work, don't get discouraged. Back off and try again.
It's kind of like a big experiment, right? We are like scientists experimenting on our kids, and maybe that makes them sound like lab rats, but they're not. We get to try new things. And like you said, this is not like a one and done thing. This is a long journey that we have with our kids. And so start little and just continue on inviting God into it and saying, God, what do you want us to do? Is there a resource here that from all these things that Tara and Chrissy talked about that maybe we could use in our family and that would be good for us? We'll ask God about that and he will help you decide that. So yeah, I like what you said there. Don't try and do everything that we're doing, because those things have grown over time and they're also unique to our families, right? To our children and to who we are. So it's not going to look the same in your house and in my house. And that's okay.
Yeah. And the season of life that you're in, like you mentioned, your daily quiet time changed from when you had time by yourself to baby to where they're at now. So evaluate and ask God, what season of life am I in right now with myself and my kids? And what would work here? Mm-hmm. Because some things work great in one season and they don't work well in another. And that's okay.
Exactly.
To give you permission to release my guilt.
Exactly. Mic drop there. Good job.
All right. Before we go, I would love to pray us out. So let's go ahead and pray together. God, thank you so much for the women and the families that they're represented today. We just ask that you will guide them into what is the right fit for their family, for their children, and the season of life that they are in now. We know and want to grow these fruits of the Spirit in our lives and in the lives of our children. Please help us all to realize that comes from you and your Spirit and you growing those things within us. Thank you so much for your Spirit you gave us and the wisdom we can gain from him. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. And Chrissy and I are going to hang out here a little bit longer because I have some of your listener questions that she's going to answer, and those will be available for the Patreon partners on Patreon. So if you're a Patreon partner, go over there. They are there for you right now. And if you're not, go to patreon.com/overacup. So patreon.com/overacup, and you can find those there. You all have a great week.
To make sure you don't miss a single episode, please hit the subscribe button in your podcast app. If you found this podcast helpful, please leave a rating and review on iTunes to help others find Over a Cup and join us on this journey. Thank you.